money back. Go to forhims.com/radio to get your first visit free. That's forhims.com/radio to get started free. forhims.com/radio.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $69.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm good. I'm good. Excellent. I'm wonderful. Except that the Mets lost and the Braves won last night.
No.
Well, I told you. I mean, I said this on yesterday's show.
Yeah, but you won your Mets.
But what did I say I was worried about last night? I said I was worried about Carrasco and Walker and Finland and very worried. Very worried. And I just didn't think he had pitched well lately, and I was a little surprised they didn't take him out early, but they had no one else to put in. You know, it was a little like when the Braves left Odorizzi in the other day and just let him get his head pounded in. The Mets sort of did the same thing with Carrasco because it was obvious when it was 2-0 he needed to come out of the game. And so the Mets lost. So here's where we are, Ramona. There's 7 days left in the Major League Baseball season. The Mets are 97-58.
Uh-huh.
The Braves are 97-58.
Oh, no.
It's a dead heat.
Wow.
Tie. It's not technically a tie. The Mets still have the tiebreaker as of today. So there is that, but it is a tie. Texas, terrible performance last night by him. Couldn't have been much worse, but the Marlins are competent. You know, the Marlins actually have really good pitching, but the Mets have killed their pitching. You know, and last night, the Mets faced a quality pitcher, but against them this year, his ERA was 11. But Carrasco just stunk up the joint right from the beginning. Right from the beginning. And meanwhile, the Braves are playing home run derby against Washington because the Braves.
Oh.
Look, Washington's the worst team in baseball. I mean, the Marlins are 11-4 versus Washington, just to give you a perspective of how bad Washington is. But the Braves have hit like 200 home runs against Washington this year. Like 200. Whatever that number is, it's something like 200. The Braves have like 1,000 home runs on the year, and they've hit like 200 against the Washington Nationals. And last night was just a home run derby. Every time I turned around, it was home run, home run, home run. So the Braves win, and we have one more game before the big series. I mean, assuming the big series can be played. And it can be played where it's supposed to be played and all that stuff based on this weather. Here's where I think we are, okay? I think the Mets still think they're going to beat Atlanta because I think they think they're going to win two of those three games in Atlanta because their pitching is just too good. The thing is, they still have to worry about the series afterwards because, again, the Mets are throwing the big guns against Atlanta, but these sudden tomato cans like Carrasco and Walker, etc., they got to beat these other garbage teams. Texter asks, well, I wonder what the plan is for weather. Do you think they'll move it to another place? I thought that what I had heard was they were entertaining the notion of playing it in Miami with a retractable roof. But what I'm reading today is saying they don't want to do that. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, there's talk of doubleheaders. There's talk of playing, maybe a doubleheader later. I don't know how they're going to squeeze this in or where.
Well, they're taking a long time to figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah, you would think that, you know, I mean, that they would have some solid. Shouldn't they know by now? It sounds like they think that it sounds like the plan they're trying to employ, Ramona, is, well, we don't really think the hurricane's going to be that bad.
That's probably not a good plan.
Texas Mets pitching hasn't been elite lately. Well, the Carrasco part of it hasn't been elite. The Walker part of it hasn't been elite. Walker was better in his last start. We'll see. I'm going to tell you what my one concern is.
Okay.
Because I think the Mets have a clear pitching advantage on paper in two of the three games in Atlanta. And I think that Bassett, since the All-Star break, has been as good as Fried. Bassett has been tremendous the second half of the last year. But here's my one concern. Again, Texter, you had to watch that to understand it. There was basically a three-run error in the DeGrom game. Jeff McNeil, left fielder, fell down, and a ball was hit right at him. The ball went to the wall, and it scored all those runs. So you'd have to know that. But here's the thing. DeGrom has been influenced by Scherzer. And this is what I would look out for one way or another. Do you remember when DeGrom was pitching those preparation games down to minor leagues?
Yes.
And he got hit in a couple of those games because they told him not to throw hard. They told him to take it easy.
Right.
And so instead of throwing 101, 102, he's throwing 97. He's doing the same thing right now. He's doing it basically on the advice of Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer helped DeGrom with the development of two other pitches. And DeGrom has been tinkering with those two other pitches and not throwing as hard as he can in an effort to sort of preserve himself. That's what he's been doing by design. So instead of throwing 101, 102, he's throwing 98 by design. And trying to introduce these other two pitches. My suggestion would be practice at home after the year. Be Jacob DeGrom in this series. Throw 102. Blow them away. Don't think about self-preservation right now. That's not going to help. That's not going to help the Mets. Be who you are. Let Max Scherzer be who he is. You be who you are. Because you're the greatest pitcher anyone's ever seen. Be that guy. We'll see. Regardless, I mean, you think about this sports weekend. There's an enormous football game, and there, at least in theory, there's an enormous baseball series. The biggest baseball series in years and years. And we'll see what happens with these games tonight. I had several Atlanta people talking again last night. Every time Braves people have spoken, like run some noise, they fall back.
Uh-oh.
But we'll see. I would expect the Mets to bounce back and beat Miami tonight, but who knows? Regardless, it sort of sets the stage. And oh, by the way, last night there was the balk fiasco. Get this. A relief pitcher who had never allowed a balk in his career allowed three, not just in one game. Not just in one game. Not just in one inning, but to one batter. Through one at bat, he allowed three balks. And what happened?
How is that possible?
Well, again, let me just clarify. You know, and I get the text here, Ramona. Ugh, baseball. Yeah, it's the Mets and the Braves. It's the end of the season. It's the height of the pennant drive. I'm sorry if you can't take 20 minutes, go away, because we're gonna talk baseball. Okay, it's just the way it's gonna be. All right. I mean, it's just utterly laughable that, and I'm glad I've got like a million people who want it because you cannot talk baseball when you have two teams that are tied and there's 7 days left in the NL East.
Especially when one of the teams is the Braves.
Right.
Exactly.
So it's not hard to understand, but last night, you get three balks called. And then you get these people with the conspiracy theories on Twitter. Look, here's what happened. All three of those pitches were balks by the letter of the law. They were all balks. Texas is a huge Braves fan here, but every time we get tied with the Mets, we crap the bed. There's been a lot of that with both teams. These teams are locked at the hip. There's no way around it. I mean, it's just, there is. And it's going to be, whatever happens is going to be amazing, I think, if the games are played. I mean, there's such uncertainty about it in that regard. But so they call these three balks, Ramona, right? I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
All three balks were on one pitcher, all right? They weren't on all of the Marlins pitchers.
That sounds insane.
They were on one guy, and he was balking. No, here's what happened. It turns out this is what happened. A couple weeks ago, Major League Baseball sent out a memo to the team saying they were going to start to enforce balks. Why they would wait to do this?
So now they're seeing balks everywhere they look.
Well, they were balks. They were, in fact, balks. He was not stopping. His glove kept moving with a runner on base. That's the living, breathing definition of a walk. Tex said, I hate when people complain about baseball. I could care less about football. See, there's always that. And the good news is in 4 hours, we have plenty to cover. Like yesterday, we spent like 20 minutes on baseball and 3 hours and 40 minutes on football. And there's going to be more of that today because I'm doing my poll today too. And we'll continue with the in-depth NC State breakdown, which we began in earnest yesterday. I think we spent like 2 hours on that. In any case, so all three balks were called on one guy. You know, if there was any conspiracy, they would have called him on all of the Marlins pitchers all game. No, it's just one guy. And he yapped, too, which you're not allowed to do. You are not allowed to protest in any way a balk call. And he was yapping. He's lucky he wasn't thrown out instantly. He stayed around long enough to throw those other two balks. But he was, in fact, balking. He did not stop his glove.
That's probably why I got the other one.
This is the rule with the runner on base. But, you know, why Major League Baseball would let people play under one set of rules all year and then with a couple weeks left in the season send out a memo saying that was the case. I have no idea. I have no
Maybe
idea.
They've been watching it and getting tired of seeing it.
No, and actually that's not what the Mets announcer said. That's what an ex-pitcher said named Blevin, Texter. So just to be clear, they were factually balks. They're inarguable. They're factually balks. They've been reviewed. They're balks. But the question is why you call them at this stage of the year? You know, why you would send out a memo to Major League Baseball teams at this stage of the year when players have been playing under one set of rules all season is the part I don't understand. Tesher said, Tesher, I'm getting the Kenley Jansen. How can Jansen do what he does every pitch? But that was three blocks. Major League Baseball makes it up as they go along. Well, you know, again, we'll see if there's more to come on that front as we move forward. Hopefully not. I mean, I don't think any of us really want to see games decided in that manner. But I don't know what the reason was that Major League Baseball would have decided with 2 weeks left in the season to start calling box and send a memo out to teams. I don't know why they would do that. Yeah, and Dexter saying Manfred. Yeah, it may be. I mean, we've seen these stupid moves by Major League Baseball before, and again, this is something they apparently wanted to keep on the down low, but they sent out a memo. I don't know the exact date of it, but they warned teams that they were going to start to call box. Again, why don't you tell them that before the year? You know, why don't you tell them that before the year? I have no idea. It's hard to understand. In any case, we are all tied, and there's a week to go. So we'll see how it all plays out. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we're going to get into a lot of college football discussion. My top 25 poll. We'll get back into NC State. I'll tell you what I think the danger is. And for Clemson in this game against NC State. Quick break.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsmen party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today at 864-884-8920. Serving the Greenville area for 10 years.
Here at Granger Nissan, we have the perfect vehicle for tailgating the Clemson Tiger games. The Nissan Pathfinder and Nissan Rogue both have room for all of your family and gear. With a new inventory coming in daily, now is the time to secure one and get yours reserved. With special financing starting at only 1.9%, Granger Nissan will work with you in getting you the best price and deal today. Located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, you can call 864-328-1188 or shop us online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
The fall fishing season is here, and Clemson Marina has 2023 Triton boats to get you to the top of the leaderboard. Come see our full lineup of Triton boats and other great brands today at Clemson Marina. Schedule your service appointment, and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly all season long. We also offer boat rentals, on-the-water dining at the grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boat dealer.
Hello, y'all okay?
Yes, we're good, but that storm was rough. I bet the winds were blowing up to 100 miles per hour.
I know, trees are down everywhere. Why do you have power and the rest of the neighborhood doesn't?
I have a Generac home standby generator installed by Central Electrical Services. My food is cold in the fridge, AC is on, water is hot, and I can charge my phone.
You wouldn't have to have their number.
Yeah, call them today for a free estimate for your Generac home standby generator. 864-556-8002.
It's the end of the 22 model year for Mazda, and the guys at Bradshaw Mazda want to help you get the Mazda that's right for you right now. Hi, this is Heidi Aiken. The Mazda lineup goes from basic to luxurious, and the guys at Bradshaw Mazda will guide you to the one that fits you perfectly. With low lease specials, low APRs, and never any market adjustments, their cars are just easy to buy at Bradshaw Mazda. The final 22s are arriving daily, so hurry in now or see their inventory online at BradshawMazda.com.
The best decisions are usually based on experience and trust. And when it comes to selling your home, Mark Spain Real Estate is the most trusted and experienced real estate team in the U.S. with nearly 10,000 five-star reviews. Hi, this is Mark Spain, and our offers are the strongest in the industry, so you can sell your home stress-free and make the most money. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home and skip the hassle of constant cleaning and costly repairs. When you get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate, there are no showings, no open houses, and no stress. Our guaranteed offer keeps you in control. One of our clients, Shannon, said, "Mark Spain Real Estate sold my home and made me more money than I expected. Their guaranteed offer was so simple, and I appreciated their expertise. I highly recommend them. I've been in business for nearly 30 years and have served over 44,000 satisfied clients, and I know what matters most, a quick sale and maximum profit. Find out what your guaranteed offer would be. There's no obligation. Call 855-299-SOLD or go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
Hey, sports fans. Cigars, cigars, cigars. Where to get them? At Tobacco Plus, home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the best selection of fine, hand-rolled cigars at the best prices. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, a Padron, Cohiba, Romeo, and Julieta. Or find that Golf Day cigar at Exit 60 off Interstate 85 in Greer. Buy any 8 cigars, and the 9th cigar is free. Tobacco Plus, South Carolina's largest humidor. 864-968-1133.
We've all heard the expression, practice makes perfect. But at Kumon Learning Centers, we believe practice makes possibilities. Imagine what your child could achieve with math and reading mastery at an early age. No one achieves greatness by accident. They practice. Right now, enjoy free registration and save up to $50 at Kumon, where practice makes possibilities. Call 1-800-ABC-MATH to book an orientation today.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day, right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
She's alright. Plays a thin line like a Saturday night. She's alright. And burning like a man. She's about to die.
Thanks to 607 West is Walt, the radio proctologist, having to deal with an A daily. Kudos to you, brother. I've got like 15 texts in a row saying more Mets Braves talk, more Mets Braves talk. But I got the one guy, texted 328, who wants less, who says, no, it was more like an hour yesterday because he talked about Judge. No, we didn't talk about Judge. What we talked about was whether you would sell that baseball or not. That's what we talked about. We talked about that home run ball. We talked about an issue, and it was and people were very engaged with. But in any case, God forbid I answer all these Mets Braves texts. Chad the mailman says, I think the Braves should hold Jansen out as a balk precaution. That's too funny. Ed wants me to talk about the NL Central. No. No, there's only NL East talk, and it's, you know, arguably the greatest pennant race, and I don't know how long. I don't know how long. And what you think is true one day is not true the next. So we'll see how it plays out. All right. A million things to get to. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. I think what we're going to do, Marna, first of all, okay, and I'm being told that I asked a Florida State insider whether the Wake Forest game has been canceled, and I'm being told she's telling me not to my knowledge. Now, remember that, you know, that game's in our contest, and the Dave Clawson came out and issued a statement yesterday or the day before saying if the ACC allows this basically charade to go on and forces us to go down to Florida to play a hurricane game, we will not go. And I'm not sure I've heard a coach say that before. I probably have at some point in some circumstance, but I don't specifically remember it. But Clawson basically threatening, saying that if you're not smart enough to cancel a Hurricane game, with all the things that we have to do from a travel perspective, I have to worry about my team having food, you know, facilities, all these other things. He's saying, if the ACC is not smart enough to cancel it, he said, we just won't go. We'll cancel it ourselves.
I agree with him.
I don't know. I'm just a little worried about it from our contest perspective, because I'm not sure that game is going to be played. I don't know. I had already heard that all of the things that would normally equate to home field advantage, that all those things are canceled. There's not going to be any of that, you know, normal college football stuff going on. So I don't know. Tech said, if Wake doesn't go, that's a forfeit. I'm not sure. I don't know. I understand his position. I mean, I don't know what's known about the hurricane right at this moment. I don't know what the latest information is. I don't know the extent of bad weather in Tallahassee. I was told by a meteorologist, the last I knew, that it had taken a different path and that Tallahassee would not be in the direct line. Right. Texas said, I thought Tallahassee wasn't going to get it that bad. Right. Now, Clausen made these statements, I want to say, maybe 2 days ago. I'm not sure where that sits right now. I'm not 100% sure. But it'll be interesting to watch, because Clausen basically is challenging the system. And we'll see whether they wind up playing that game. It would be guaranteed to be an ugly game, too. Very difficult game to project. You're really projecting a hurricane more than you are a football game. Robert in Greenville. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
How are you doing, Robert? On? Appreciate you getting in.
I got two questions. One is the Clemson-Wake Forest game. I was just wondering, from your perspective, I know I heard yesterday you said their defense is sort of playing a little behind the eight ball a little bit. Do you think the service of the funeral may have played into that a little bit? I mean, psychologically,
I do.
In that game?
I do. I think that's a natural human reaction. Yeah, I don't think there's any question there's an element of that. The problem is that, and of course, this has been a backdrop. I mean, you know, Ella's... Before we lost Ella, her health was obviously failing, and so it had been a backdrop to everything all this year.
Right.
So I don't know how you weigh that. I can't be sure. I
don't either. But I mean, my thought is that maybe, I mean, Clemson's home for 7 days. They don't have to go anywhere. They got the home game. I think they're probably going to come out and play a little better than they did defensively on the front seven. I mean, I don't know about the back, but the front, I think he's going to play a little better. And my second question is the Hurricane. They're going to play in a swamp. I mean, who does that benefit?
Yeah, I have no way of knowing, Robert. I think it doesn't really benefit anybody. I think it makes things much more difficult on both teams. It's certainly going to make ball security a bigger issue. NC State's been very good in terms of taking the ball away on the back end. They're among the leaders in interceptions of the country. But just in terms of regular ball security, I don't know who that favors. I don't think there's any way to know that. As I've said before, I think the football game itself is hard enough to analyze and try to determine who benefits more from the weather is impossible.
Yeah. My last question, as you know, or remember, whatever, I mean, I'm a Virginia fan, but I mean, talking Clemson here, what the heck has happened to Brendan Armstrong?
Well, I mean, I think Tony Elliott happened to Brendan Armstrong. I think Coach Elliott wants to run the ball more. And they have had offensive line issues. And, you know, if you have offensive line issues as a quarterback, you're going to have a problem. You know, he came into the year, you know, with such with such momentum, really, and he had great wide receivers on paper. But Coach Elliott had a different idea of how he wanted to play, and he wanted to run the ball more. Again, I think that's not the way the game is played. And when you have a guy that's thrown for 5,000 yards and you're third in the nation in total offense last year, I think you should keep doing what you do well. But the one issue is the offensive line. The offensive line lost a bunch of starters who left the school, and then the dilemma was that you brought in a couple of guys from small schools, tried to fix it. You had no depth. I watched your spring game. You didn't really even have enough offensive linemen to play. Robert, I have to run. Good talking to you.
I appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's an easy answer there other than what I just described. I was worried about that offensive line before the year. I was a little worried about Coach Elliott's plan for what Virginia was going to do. And I'm still concerned about all those factors. But a quarterback is only as good as their offensive line. And that offensive line's a problem. It's one of the worst in the league. Not the worst. The worst is easy. That's Boston College. No one's close to in ineptitude to that offensive line. That's a truly special group. Bad special. All right. Here's what I want to do, Rona. Why don't we, before we get going with my 25 and before we get going with further evaluation of NC State Clemson, again, we spent a ton of time on that yesterday, but I told you today I wanted to get into the specific talent. Yesterday we talked more schematics and a little bit of weather. Again, I can't really talk weather because, for one, I do not know how bad the conditions are going to be in Tallahassee. Or excuse me, here or in Tallahassee. And in terms of weather, I also don't know who or how, which team it impacts more, which individual players. Because as I said, I've seen some guys you would not expect would play well in rain who play terrific in bad weather. And don't forget, it's not just the rain, it's the wind. Wind is a big deal. You know, we're talking about throwing the ball vertically. You know, you're not going to be able to throw the ball vertically if there's 30-mile-an-hour winds and rain. It's going to be almost impossible to throw the ball vertically. So I think that's something to keep in mind. I think short and intermediate passing game. And quite honestly, Clemson's defense, you know, we're talking about, you know, on my way in, I heard Kwok talking about how NC State hasn't taken the top off this year, and that's true. They've not had many big plays. In fact, the first big play, real big play, in the passing game they had was to Thayer Thomas on the first snap of the UConn game. It went for 75 yards and a touchdown. But be careful about thinking they don't have weapons just because they haven't shown that yet. Devin Carter is a tremendous 6'4 athlete who I expected big things from this year. He's flashed that ability, flashed it last year. He had 30-something catches, probably for 700 yards. Don't be fooled by that because he's a very dangerous player. He's 6'4 and he can run. But again, how much is that going to be utilized? How much does NC State need to utilize it? Might be a bigger question. Clemson's been very vulnerable to the short and intermediate passing game this year, and NC State plays that game way better than anyone that Clemson's faced to date. Way better. These are elements that we'll need to discuss. Here's what I want to do, Ramona. Do you have the Texas said the atmosphere truly could make a huge difference. NC State hasn't been in the Valley since 2018, right? Yeah, you know, the thing is, I think the atmosphere can make a difference in one area, and that one area is NC State's offensive line and experience group has been very prone to pre-snap penalties thus far this year, as I said yesterday. That's almost inexcusable with an experienced offensive line. The noise factor here could absolutely create more issues for that group in terms of pre-snap penalties, and sometimes little things decide close games. I think that's absolutely true. In terms of how NC State will handle the crowd in general, this is a really experienced team. And so I don't think they're prone to that. But again, I do think that, as we've seen in the past, this crowd can create pre-snap offensive penalties, and NC State to this point in the year has struggled in that area. So, you know, I think that conceivably we could see more of that. We could see more of that. I mean, would I be shocked if NC State took 6+ pre-snap penalties in this game? No, I would not. I would not. Tess said it's starting to sound like Notre Dame all over again. Yeah, I'm thinking that's exactly what it's going to be. I'm thinking it's going to be something pretty similar to that. All right, we'll take a quick break. Waltip, Tula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Join Out of Bounds with Kwok and Ben live at Buff City Soap, Greenville, and the Shops at Green Ridge on Monday, October 3rd from 12 to 3. Get your Tigers for Tata shirts and wristbands. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and shop specials throughout the store. See you there.
Hi, folks. Kwok here with an update on this week's Tri-County Tech High School football game of the week. Due to forecasted heavy rains for the weekend, our Friday night game has been moved to Thursday this week, and it is a doozy as the Spartanburg Vikings host the Burns Rebels in Spartanburg County. Pre-game will start Thursday at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget, you can help us choose where we go each week by logging on to theroarfm.com or downloading the Roar mobile app, clicking on the poll tab, and casting a vote.
Landscaper Supply, the Upstate's premier Toro equipment dealer and leader for outdoor landscaping and lawn care, has moved and expanded their Easley store and added Ace Hardware. They're at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway and featuring Toro lawn equipment and now an Ace Hardware as well. See their other locations in Greer, Simpsonville, Greenville, and Piedmont online at landscapers-supply.com. The relocated and expanded Easley store at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Landscaper Supply.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters and a game and a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future, whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option. David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
Sitting again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, Walt, I know Gary cannot discuss 2023 Medicare plans before October 1st, but can he go ahead and make appointments for October?
Walt, this listener is a man after my own heart. Not only can I set those appointments for October, I encourage listeners to jump all over this. I will always meet with everyone who sets an appointment, but sometimes I have to ask folks to meet me at terrible times, midnight, 2 a.m., etc. The sooner you set the appointment, the better time slot you will receive. Just call 864-307-8484 today. And please remember that our services come free to you since the insurance companies pay for us, not you.
There you go, listener. You're all over this. Give Gary a call at 864-307-8484 today to enhance your chance of a better time slot. You will thank me later.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Huddle up, team. We got to get to the game and set up our tailgate. Are the coolers packed?
Yep.
Chips?
For sure.
What about your father? Where is he?
He's completing his pregame ritual.
Babe, we got a problem.
Better add Roto-Rooter to your pregame checklist. Plumbing problems are never convenient, especially on game days. Call Roto-Rooter for right-on-time service, anytime.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Fall is upon us and college football is here. People will be traveling to games and to the mountains. Why not travel on a set of four Yokohama tires purchased from Steve's Tire and Service over in Easley? October 1st through the 31st, you can receive up to a $100 online rebate on a set of Yokohama Geolander HT, AT, CV, and Ascend GT and LX. This is definitely the month to buy these great tires. Give Casey and the folks over at Steve's Tire in Easley a call, 864-859-1361, or visit stsc.com.
Source. For an incredible 8 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Every shot, every block, every game. We're your home for Clemson basketball. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. Okay. Here's what I want to do, Ramona. Let's do this. Let's take a quick run through those games. Okay. The contest games. Then I want to get to more NC State Clemson analysis. I want to sort of give a Cliff Notes version of some of the things we talked about yesterday, and I want to get into more detailed personnel evaluation of what NC State does. And we talked a lot about what both teams do defensively yesterday. We talked about NC State's 3-3-5 stack, what they like to do, how you're going to see more zone coverage, how you're going to see more zone blitzing, how NC State is going to try and confuse and bewilder Clemson's offensive line. I'm a little worried about that. From a Clemson perspective, I'm a little worried about blitz pickup from a Clemson offensive line perspective that hasn't had a lot of continuity. I'm a little worried about that. We'll continue this conversation. We'll break down more of it, and I'll give you some specific personnel stuff. Texas has said on TV that Fort Myers could receive 18 feet of storm surge. That's enormous. Yeah, I mean, it looks like a terrible storm, and our thoughts and prayers to everyone who may wind up in the path of this thing at some point, and hopefully people stay safe. I know that the governor was making evacuation mandatory. The problem is you wait too long, it's hard to get out. You know, there some of those areas, there are only a couple main thoroughfares out. So in a hope for the best, and if for all who are find themselves in the path of that storm or trying to flee from the path of that storm. All right, Ramona, in terms of the contest games, oh, by the way, you know what I did last week, right?
What's that?
Well, remember I wrote in after and changed one. Do you remember me saying these two things? One, I wrote in and changed one. I flipped my original Florida pick to Tennessee.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay. When I flipped it, I lost it. I had the right side to begin with. And then do you remember I said to you on air that I was also going to flip another, that I was going to flip North Carolina and Notre Dame, that I thought maybe Amy would be the only one who had that right, and that I was going to flip it, but I didn't want to be too big a pain in the A. I'd never changed one before. So I did not send
flip that
one in.
Yeah.
I wound up doing the wrong thing on both of those. Oh. I should have left Florida alone, and I should have executed the Notre Dame for North Carolina flip. So, you know, they always say, go with your first thought.
True.
Of course, Notre Dame wasn't my first thought. So, I guess it all comes out in the end. Well, it really doesn't. The point is I missed out on both of them. You know, it would have been okay to miss out on one of them.
On one, but both.
But in fact, I missed out on both of them. All right, so what do we have in these games this week?
The first one is Kentucky at Mississippi. Mississippi is a 6.5-point favorite.
And we don't really know. I mean, like, even in that game, we don't really know the weather impact of that game. I mean, I don't know that there is any. I don't have any idea. I mean, I'm not sure. But it might be worth checking. You know, it's an interesting football game. Both teams, I think, are pretty good. Mississippi's better than I thought they were going to be. They're better defensively than I thought they were going to be. They still haven't figured out the quarterback situation. Kentucky's figured out the quarterback situation. This is supposed to be the game that they get Kentucky gets Rodriguez back, isn't it? I believe so. Isn't Rodriguez supposed to be eligible for this game? Now, again, I don't know what he's been doing. I mean, he may have been sitting home this whole time eating popcorn, for all I know, or pizza or beer. I don't know. Let me just see what it says on him. It says cleared to play in his first game of the season on October 1st. This was from a September 12th article, though. Okay, here's something. Let's see what we have here. Why Kentucky Wildcats are confident Chris Rodriguez will boost offense after suspension. Well, yeah, there's no question about that. There may be no better illustration of what Kentucky football hopes star running back Chris Rodriguez can bring to the team when he returns from a four-game suspension than what happened when he last touched the ball in a Wildcat uniform. Facing first and goal from the six with 1:54 left. We don't need all the play-by-play of X Games. He's good. He's talented. He averages 6.6 yards per carry in 3 years in the SEC. That's all you really need to know. For Chris, he just needs to be himself, Stoops said. He doesn't need to come in and be our savior or anything like that, or save our run game, any of that. We don't need him to worry about that. We just need him to be him. I'll tell you what my biggest concern with getting Rodriguez back would be, especially if there's any weather issues, is he has a fumbling history. And he hasn't been playing, so... You know, that would potentially be at issue. I guess we watch and find out. I don't even have an opinion on that game as of right now. That line seems about right to me. What do you have?
Okay, the next one. Hang on, it's hung up. Hang on.
The next one's Oklahoma at TCU.
Where do you see that?
Isn't that the next one?
Yeah, how'd you know? Oklahoma minus guessed. 5.5. Oklahoma minus 5.5. Well, I thought you didn't have them. I thought that's why I was reading.
Well, I didn't have them then, but this is you contributing. This is you being the...
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
At minus 5.5.
At TCU. Yeah. I think it's a pretty good football game. I don't know what Oklahoma is. I mean, you know, they lost at home. Do they bounce back and play like they played the week before against Nebraska? I don't know. TCU has pretty good quarterback play, too. I don't really trust either one of those teams. So I think that'll be a difficult pick as well. All right, next.
Hold on. I'm having issues here. Hang on.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, next is Bama minus 16.5 at Arkansas. Arkansas can't stop the pass.
16.5?
That's what it says. Why?
Because wasn't that line last week too high? Or last time we did an Alabama game, the line was too high.
Well, it was too high. It was too high against Texas. I'm the only one who took Texas. No, myself and Mickey Plyler took Texas, and we were right. Okay. But yeah.
Okay.
Alabama 16.5.
The next one.
No.
Oh.
Alabama 16.5 at Arkansas.
Oh, never mind.
Can we talk about Alabama
and Arkansas before you?
Go ahead.
I just thought I saw a certain game there, but it's not. It's a different game.
Okay, so it was a fake aghast or sigh.
Yeah, it was unnecessary.
Unnecessary. Yes, a foe.
Yeah.
All right. You know, look, I don't know really what either one of these teams are so far. Arkansas's pass defense is hideous. A&M didn't do a great job of exploiting that. Bama will do a better job. I still don't know when Harrell's coming back for Bama. Is that this week? Is that not this week? I haven't seen a single thing on that, so I'm guessing it's not. You know, again, Arkansas's pass defense concerns me. But Arkansas can run the ball. You know, they should have beaten A&M, but they didn't. I don't know what their mental state is. All right, next.
Next one is Oklahoma State at Baylor.
Oh, see, nice of you to join the party.
I thought it said Oklahoma State at Boise State.
You
know, the shush game. And I got all excited. I was going to play the shush game, but I'm not now.
I bet you did.
I'll wait.
All right, so did you mention the points?
The points are Baylor -2.5.
Yeah. Honestly, that sounds like spot on to me. That's like the exact line it should be. These two teams played in the conference championship game last year and went right to the buzzer. Mm-hmm. I would imagine this one will too. Mm-hmm. You know, Baylor's the home team. That line just seems about right to me. Very difficult game to pick. Coin flip game. All right. Then
the next one is Wake Forest at FSU, which you were talking about earlier about the weather, which we don't even really know
is going to be played. I don't know if we want to replace this game. I'm not sure. That's the people in charge of the contest.
And the next one is Texas A&M at Mississippi State. Mississippi State is a 3-point favorite.
Can we talk about Wake Forest and Florida State in the event it is played? And since it's still here.
You were done. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not running the contest. Somebody else is.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, we finally saw FSU at home, and they destroyed Boston College. Obviously, Wake Forest is a much better team than Boston College. What on earth are the conditions going to do to that game? You know, Wake Forest is primarily a vertical passing team. Will they be able to execute that? I don't know. Like I said, it looks like Tallahassee will be spared by Ian. Yeah, spared, but... what's the weather report? Check that for me. Check what the weather report says for Tallahassee for Saturday. See what it says. Tallahassee forecast for Saturday. Because, I mean, there's got to be, even though it will be spared, there's got to be significant weather repercussions, I would think. I mean, I would think you're talking about still torrential rain and 40-mile-an-hour winds or something, aren't you? I mean...
Oh, that can't be right.
What's it say?
It says Tallahassee weather for Saturday. That's what I put in.
Uh-huh.
Tallahassee, Florida. Make sure everything's right.
Texas Saturday, said no remnants.
It says sunny.
Yo, Texas
84
said,
degrees and sunny.
Wow, okay.
No clouds, nothing.
All right, that's why Dave Clausen isn't talking anymore then.
Okay.
All right, and Texter 230 says no remnants. Okay, so... So then we have a fine condition game. You know, Florida State's been really good. Travis is still playing. Wake Forest proved their worth again this past weekend. Ought to be a good football game and a vital game from both sides. I think particularly from a Florida State standpoint because, you know, if you look at this thing right now and you have Clemson and Wake Forest and Florida State as the top three teams in the division, well, either Clemson or NC State is going to lose on Saturday, Clemson, NC State, and Florida State is the top three teams in the division, if I said something other than that. And either Clemson or NC State is going to lose on Saturday. If Florida State wins, that could leave them in a two-way tie for first. So think about that. right.
The next one.
Is that Reichle on hold or no?
I'm not sure. I hadn't had a chance to look at it.
Okay. Reichle has been AWOL ever since the things went terribly wrong for Notre Dame.
Okay, let me give you the next game, and then I'll find out if that's him. Texas A&M at Mississippi State, minus three, Mississippi State.
Yeah, I don't know quite what to make of A&M. They have a bit of a running game now. Their pass defense has been pretty good, but they haven't faced a Mississippi State pass offense. They face some incompetent offense. And so I don't know how this thing plays out right now. I mean, Mississippi State beat A&M last year at A&M. Is this payback? Is this Mississippi State playing better at home? What do we make of A&M? I think they've been all over the board so far. I think they're running the ball pretty well. They at least have that. How well will they run the ball on Mississippi State on the road? Not sure. How about the next one, Ramona? What a train wreck this game is.
The next one is Virginia Tech at North Carolina. North Carolina minus nine.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea. I resent the fact I have to pick this game. I have North Carolina's
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
At Ingles, we're proud to work with hundreds of local farms and businesses in the communities we call home. Not only does it ensure that you get top quality fresh items for your family table, it's a way for us to support the amazing individuals who pour their heart and soul into delivering the very best they can do. Quality, freshness, community, it's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.